Look at that.
Jolene Mason is looking over a recent monthly statement from First Bank with a mixture of anger and disbelief at the fees she's been charged.
$19. That would have filled up my gas tank.
Mason says she never lost a dime to fees until First Bank, soon to be known as U.S. Bancorp, changed its checking accounts last year. The free checking account she opened several years ago started charging her 50 cents for each check if she wrote more than 8 in a month. Any visit to a teller triggers the once-a-month maintenance fee. In 1 5-month span, she paid more than $150 in fees.
I used to promote this bank like crazy. I did. I mean, it was a great bank to me. What do I get for it? Charges, fees, miscellaneous deductions. I'm tired of it. It just doesn't make sense to me why I'm paying these people for my money, my own money.
Mason put up with the situation for a long time, in part because she didn't keep track of how much it was costing her. Her surprise and anger are a symptom of colliding forces in the banking industry: consumer apathy, higher and more complex service charges, and fee disclosures that can be ineffective or incomplete. NPR even found instances of bank representatives giving erroneous information. First Bank's decision to eliminate free checking last year was one of the most prominent examples of a Minnesota bank instituting new fees. Free checking has been replaced with a variety of accounts, each with a monthly maintenance fee, which customers can avoid if they meet certain conditions. First Bank's Rich Martino says the free checking product was not profitable.
To offer free checking with no strings attached, no requirement for a minimum balance, no monthly fee, is in a very high percentage of cases going to be below cost.
First Bank was the first in Minnesota to start charging based on teller visits, but this year FirstStar, the state's fourth largest bank, followed suit. FirstStar has lowered some fees, raised others, and introduced one of the most complex fees charged by the state's large banks. FirstStar wants customers to dial into the bank's computer for certain services. If customers use a teller or telephone banker instead, they'll have to pay $3 a crack if they do so more than twice a month. FirstStar's Kathy Kripe acknowledges the policy is confusing, but she says it will give the bank an opportunity to tell customers they can bank in ways that save FirstStar money.
Sometimes by instituting a fee, it forces the banker to have that conversation with the customer, and it's an educational process.
But FirstStar chooses not to educate consumers about the fee in the glossy brochures used to promote its products. Those brochures omit any mention of the charge, and the fee disclosure brochure gives it only a brief explanation. FirstStar officials say the bank is educating its employees to be generous about waiving the charge when customers complain. Janice Shields, a consumer rights advocate at the Ralph Nader Associated Institute for Business Research, says banks view service charges as an increasingly important source of income and have a three-pronged strategy to boost their fee revenues.
Banks are increasing existing fees. 2, banks are inventing new fees, and we found that in 5 years, the number of bank fees increased from about 96 to 290. And 3, banks are making it more difficult for consumers to avoid fees.
Browsing a sample of Minnesota bank fee schedules reveals dozens of service charges, some of which appear likely to catch consumers by surprise. TCF and First Bank charge $30 for dormant or abandoned accounts, but their fee schedules don't explain when an account is considered dormant or abandoned. Northwest Bank charges customers $5 to fax even a single page, and many banks even charge customers $3 or $4 if, through no fault of their own, they deposit a check that bounces. As banks grew more reliant on fees, consultants in the trade press identified several factors that seemed to limit the odds of customer revolt. Consumers are willing to pay a price for convenience, and a large portion of bank customers don't even open their statements, so they don't necessarily know what they're paying. Consumers are also reluctant to change banks. For one thing, they don't want to throw out unused checks they've paid for, and as Janice Shields points out, changing banks is not a simple proposition.
It's not like if you don't like the price on a quart of milk, you can go to another store. I mean, it's very easy to go to a different store for a quart of milk. Moving a bank account involves changing credit cards, loan payments you might have, if you have direct deposit from work. So there are a lot of details that consumers may not want to deal with.
A recent study by the U.S. Public Interest Research Group found small banks are less costly than large banks. The study ranked Minnesota 7th among low-cost states in its survey of 29 states in Washington, D.C. But an official with the group says accounts in Minnesota still cost a lot of money. And there's little dispute banks in general are focusing more on fee income, even in an era of record profits.
Banks don't want to gouge the customer. But yet, they're offering all these services, and they have to be paid.
Jack Whittle is a prominent banking consultant and one of many who say a majority of checking accounts are unprofitable.
On a checking account and a savings account, per se, they're just getting more expensive than the worth of it.
A study by the Federal Reserve last year found personal checking accounts are a losing proposition unless their average balance is $1,000 or more, in some cases more than $2,000, and that's for accounts that don't pay interest. Bankers say customers expect 24-hour access to their money through services like automated teller machines and telephone banking, and have little appreciation for the value of the service or the cost to provide it.
Touch this page to display more information.
This would give me a snapshot of all these accounts.
Here at the Norwest branch on Lake Street in Minneapolis, officials are trying out a new machine called a Touch Information Center. It's like a push-button teller, offering customers access to information on their entire portfolio of accounts with the bank.
So I can just print.
It's one example of what the American Bankers Association's Virginia McGuire says is the industry's heavy spending on new technology and services, on top of a growing number of branch offices. McGuire says those investments are one of the reasons banks rely more heavily on fees.
It is not inexpensive for a bank to provide banking services. Studies that show that it can cost more than $10, $12, $20 a month for a bank just to maintain your checking account. So it's an enormously expensive proposition when you look at having to provide the brick-and-mortar networks that the banks provide, as well as the increasing consumer demand for electronic services.
Fierce competition is pushing banks to rely more heavily on fee-based income as well. The skyrocketing popularity of mutual funds has forced banks to compete harder for large deposits, and they seem to be losing, badly. Their share of household financial assets has declined significantly. At the same time, there's more competition in the lending business from companies like General Motors and AT&T. Consultant Richard Foster says banks have an important need to supplement their income with fees.
Traditional profits on loans have been shrinking rapidly. And in addition, banks have to pay competitive rates of interest on their deposits. So banks are being squeezed from both ends because of market forces.
The irony is, when it comes to service charges, banks are turning to a source of income that's more likely to alienate than attract depositors. But the American Bankers Association says banking's greater reliance on fees reflects fundamental change in the industry.